The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. You're live here inside the MDN studio, 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio at WTKA.com. What's your takes on the game? 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio at WTK.com. Again, I came away. There's no such thing as there's no bad W's, just like there are no good L's, right? A win, you always love a win, no matter what. But I did come away from this game feeling like, you know, this game doesn't really do much in terms of preparation for the next opponent. Not when I'm talking about, you know, their style of play or anything like that. I'm talking about level of competition. Level of competition Michigan faced last night that did not prepare them, does not prepare them for what they're going to see against Florida, which is going to be several notches above what they saw. So my hope is that the hangover that to me was obvious in that game, they got that out of their systems. That Michigan State losing the Big Ten tournament championship, losing three in a row to Michigan State, all those things were, you know, combined to make that loss hit harder, right? If you had beaten Michigan State twice in the regular season and lost the Big Ten championship, it probably wouldn't have, it would have stung, but not as much. But you lost to them three times, right? Or if Michigan hadn't led by double digits in that game and then lost down the stretch, maybe it wouldn't sting. Maybe it wouldn't have hurt as much. But that hangover was those things happened. That hangover was there. So to me, that game, you know, the win is the biggest thing. The other purpose, the other thing that I hope comes from it is that everything that was hanging on, everything that was clinging to them from that Michigan State game, that Michigan State Big Ten tournament loss, is gone now.
One of two things is going to happen, Sam. Either the lingering effects of that game, because there are lingering effects of the game, but either it's going to be fuel and you've moved forward and you're going to go out there against Florida and you're going to play a good game, right? Or it's going to have the hangover effect and you're going home. Like, it's not, you can't erase the three losses. But Beilein's talked about this. This team has lost six times, and the losses have hardened them or taught them or whatever different words you want to throw in there. So it's, how do you use that this time of year? Because you want your name to go to that next line on the bracket. You don't want it to be, you know, scratched off and that you go home. So, yeah, they easily could have the hangover impact their play on the floor in an adverse way, which is what you're talking about. But they could have it impact their play on the floor in a positive way, because you can push forward and use it as a motivation, as a chip, or whatever you want to call it. The question is, how do they respond? I'm not overly concerned that they didn't get a preview matchup, if you will, for Florida when you play Montana, because I don't think that Gonzaga got a preview of Baylor, and I don't like you
but
don't
it's
get
different,
most
though.
Of these two, most of these programs are, you're not getting in your one and twos, you're not getting a matchup unless you're apparently Virginia last year. Like most of these matchups, you're not getting a real prep
right
for your next game. You're a lot of times you're going through the motions to get to the next game, and sometimes that means you win by 30, but you're just trying to get to that next game. And it's, I mean, you know, it's so different from game to game. I'll use Gonzaga, because Gonzaga has to play Baylor next. Baylor plays like 87 different sets, defensive sets at you. How do you prepare for that in a quick turnaround?
Well, that's why I said it wasn't, I'm not talking about the strategy.
Right.
Of
so
it.
To me, it's what Michigan can use from that is, okay, we got that stuff out of the way. It's now fuel. It's not the negative stuff that's lingering from that game. Now it's the positive stuff that lingers from a loss.
Yeah,
because there can be things that are positive that linger from losses.
Look, to me, obviously they blew Montana out. All right, so they won the game going away, but I think a lot of that had to do. But Montana just this. They just
Montana was shorthanded. I think that it would have been a slightly closer game if they had their big, because it would have given them some semblance of size. I mean, I could have been on your
right
shoulders and we would have given them some semblance
right
of size.
I mean, you know, playing an overmatched team, if you go out and play an overmatched team and you're sharp, I mean, that's hey, man, you know, you sharpen your knife. You're going into the next game clicking on all cylinders. So to me, it's not mandatory that your opening round opponent be a Bradley type opponent like Michigan State. Bradley had Michigan State, you know, rocked for a minute. There was a, you know, they were dazed for a minute. And that's not necessary for you to advance. But for a team like Michigan, coming from where they were coming from mentally and with the struggles that they had heading into this game offensively, you know, this game, it didn't feel like it sharpened that knife, that you know, getting things back on track team-wise as far as eliminating some of the sloppiness. You got Charles back on track, but, you know, there are moments in that game where you're like, man, against this team, you know, you need to be on the attack. You need to, I mean, there were, you know, lazy passes, throwing passes into traffic, just, you know, things that get you beat against a better team.
Right. Do you think some of that, though, can also be when you go out on the floor and you're taking a jump from center from a guy that you're twice his size and you look around and go, all right, guys, let's roll. And then you may try a few more things. Like, if you know that you're a quarterback and you have an underman corner, you're going to take extra shots at him, right? You have an underman team, so you're going to take a couple extra shots, and they had the ball stolen. X had four turnovers in the first half. Yeah. They tightened things up, and the points per possession number went up dramatically as the game progressed. So they got better. If you look back at even the coming off the previous loss to Michigan State when they played Nebraska, right? That was the next game at home.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came, because Nebraska was senior night, they had a slow start, and then they played fine. And so sometimes coming off of losses, you do have that first half part where you're not playing as well. Plus, don't look at yourself in a microscope. Look at the whole picture and go show me how many teams are in the tournament yesterday, favorites in general, to had slowish, if you will, kind of first halves, and then pulled away in the second half. And now some did it in the last 2 minutes of the second half. Some did it in the last 5 minutes of the second half, and others did it in the first 5 minutes of the second half. But a lot of teams had slow starts yesterday because that also happens. New venues, new experiences for guys, those kind of things. We haven't brought that part of it. I mean, it's Iggy's first time in the NCAA tournament. It's JP's first start in the NCAA tournament. It's Teske's first start in the NCAA tournament. And that can also have an impact on you.
And you had Teske falling like a redwood.
Falling. You know, when you first see it, and I think he was going to halftime. He actually was shaking his arm a little bit. So I guess there were some lingering effects of that too. So you had all those things come into play in the first half, and then you play better, in particular offensively. Your numbers get better in the second half. So I think that it's called a push forward. This is a push through kind of thing where the Michigan State stuff lingered for a little bit. The first game of the tournament for some guys lingered. Teske smacking his arm on the ground lingered for a little bit. All those things kind of came together, and there were a lot of little different things. And so that first half, there were moments where you're like, oh, come on, guys. But for the most part, they were fine. But as you talked about, there were some things that they need to tighten up, and I expect them to be better than that in the next game. Now, it may not show it all the time because Florida's a much better opponent, so you could do things better but have Florida stop you because they're a better opponent. But I expect it to look better when they come out in the game tomorrow. Yeah. Tip-off, for those that haven't heard yet, tip-off is at 5:15.
Thank God. Well, it's a weekend, so not that it's the same, but not that it's
affects
the third
game.
Us the same.
Yeah, the first game is at 12:15. The second game is the same venue as the first game. I can actually pull up the schedule so I don't have to guess onto what these actually are. But here we go. For the schedule tomorrow, the Maryland LSU game is at 12:10. The Wofford Kentucky game in Jacksonville is at around 2:40, and then you have the Michigan Florida game at 5:15, and that's when they start to double up and extra for the game. So Michigan's first half is going to be uncontested. It's going to be the only game in town that people are going to be watching. It's on CBS. It's right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket, and then obviously the rest of the day goes from there because they backload the end of the day with all the games that overlap each other in the final windows of time. Now, the early part of the day is pretty light. So you just have the one game. Like during the Maryland LSU game, I will be out at Buffalo Wild Wings tomorrow right across the street from here. I'll be at the Boardwalk location with our friends from Bud Light giving away that trip to Las Vegas. So we're giving the trip away right around 3 o'clock, but we're going to continue the registrations of the giveaway starting at 1 o'clock. But I'll be out there at 12 because I'm not going to not be, you know, sitting in a seat at a bar watching the Maryland game at 12:10. So Michigan plays at 5:15 tomorrow right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK.
You know, I wonder how people's – and I think Ed had Kentucky in the Final Four, didn't he? I wonder how how he's affected. P.J. Washington is out. He was out last night.
The question is how long.
He's not expected to play in the second round game either.
See, now that one, it had no bearing on the game yesterday. You knew they were going to roll over Abilene Christian in the game yesterday. It was a matter of how does that affect him in the matchup against Wofford. I still think they athletically outmatch Wofford to the point where they're going to win the game. But Wofford's a team with confidence. They're a team that it's like, hey, we've beaten good teams. So they're thinking they can go out there and get a win. Yeah. And so having P.J. Washington in this game is much more of an impact than it does in the other one.
Yeah, is a weak enough time. I mean, maybe he sits out, or obviously he'll sit out tomorrow. But can he be ready by next week? This is an injury that they say, you know, could typically kind of take, you know, months.
Yeah, and if it does, they're impacted and they're not going to the Final Four if he's not coming back anytime soon.
One to watch. We'll get into, you know, more of the tournament action. What upsets we got right, what upsets we got wrong. You know, coaches that look like they want to jump on their players. Touch on all that a little bit later on. We've got the recruiting roundup on the other side. If you have recruiting questions, now's the time to get them in. And, you know, I got a question. You know, yesterday we in the MGO blog roundtable started talking about Franz Wagner. And I got an interesting question about Franz Wagner that I'll touch on the other side here in the recruiting roundup on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.